seriously popular.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Now we all know they're flesh and bone, the same blood, sweat and tears. So why do famous people seem to really grind some gears?
Idiot!
Waste of space.
What the hell are they wearing that?
Who even are they?
Stupid hair.
They look a right off.
So whenever you feel lost and need uncommon sense, there's one place we all know to go, straight to the comments.
Welcome to Straight to the Comments. I'm Josh Peters.
And I'm Archie Manners.
As you should know by now, Straight to the Comments is a podcast built around the over-exuberant and often ill-considered comments section under Mail Online Stories.
You know the kind of things. Incandescent rage and inappropriate placement of apostrophes, dismissal of gender fluidity in all its forms, and bloody women having the temerity to commentate on the football.
We use the comments left about a celebrity.
That one, isn't it? I like saying bloody women because it's a joke. I'm allowed to do it. I'm allowed to get bloody women.
That's a very new trend, isn't it? People get very upset
about women
commentating on football. It's. I didn't know it was such a thing that upset so many men in the United Kingdom, but it is. Anyway, we use the comments left about a celebrity guest to form the basis of an interview and see if they can recognise the stories about them.
And the unsaid bonus layer to the format is that it successfully manages to highlight my lack of fluency in the language of celebrity tittle-tattle.
It really does. Fortunately, I'm in possession of all the answers, so I come out of it sounding well-versed and authoritative.
So you claim, but that's very nice for you.
Yeah, it is nice for me. So today's guest continues our quest to tick off the biggest names in reality TV.
We do only have reality TV winners on the show. I have no interest. There's nothing. Anything worse than a reality star is one that wasn't good enough to win.
Well,
that's really very lame.
You're very lucky, Archie, because our guest today is Paige Turley!
Now, hello, Paige. You're coming to us from Scotland.
From Bonnie Glasgow.
So you've got to be careful. You can't say anything hateful because it's illegal now.
Oh,
so
God's
she has
sake.
To be very careful with what she says. There's a big law that's just come in. And Paige, very embarrassingly, Josh now has to read out a biography about you. So it's awkward, basically. He's going to tell you how brilliant you are.
I mean, reality stars. That's right up my street.
Paige, come on. This is serious. Paige was the winner of the first ever Winter Love Island back in 2020. But way before then, Paige appeared on our screens reaching the semi-finals on Britain's Got Talent in 2012 at the tender age of 14. With a mighty 1.5 million Instagram followers, the voice of an angel, and a recent appearance on X on the Beach, it's all happening for Paige Turley.
Yay! Woo! Very good.
Welcome, Paige.
That was a long introduction. That took ages.
Oh, thank you.
So, Paige, the premise of the show is that I read out some comments on a Mail Online story about you, and you have to guess from those comments what the story is.
Do you ordinarily read comments left online about you?
I used to, and then I went to therapy. So. And that is shit cost, so...
It's amazing,
and I
actually,
tend to stay away from them.
How many people we interview who are like, say that, I used to, and then I require professional psychological support. it's very, very regular.
So, Paige, I've obviously got the stories in front of me, but Archie has no idea what the stories are. So he's going to try and help or potentially hinder you in your quest to figure these stories out.
I dare you.
Here we go. Comment number one is from Tam Rood in Floresville in the United Kingdom. This was left 4 years ago.
Paige looks fantastic. Gorgeous girl. It would be a privilege to serve as her doormat.
Her what? Her doormat? See, you'll notice this, Paige, with these comments. They start off very nicely, and then they always end with something very fucking weird.
Yeah, that's the word. I must admit, that's not giving you a lot, Paige, unless you have any immediate thoughts.
No, do you know what? No, I'm quite flattered. Maybe that says something a lot about my dating life. Flattered the guys want me to be his doormat.
No, the person is basically saying that you're so good looking and fantastic that it would be a privilege just to serve as your doormat. They want you to step on them.
Yeah, let's give another one.
This is from Patchy in Goldalemming in the United Kingdom.
This is my favourite part of the podcast. He has no idea where things are or how to pronounce them.
I'm South African.
Let's go again. Patchy.
Godalemming.
God. Right, I'll take your job for one moment. The next comment comes from Patchy in Godalemming.
Future historians combing through the massive digital archive will puzzle over repeated use of the term toned pins.
Okay, so we've got doormat, which is where you wipe your feet. Pins is a euphemism for legs.
So it's a story about my legs. I mean, imagine I'm in a short dress, probably falling at a club somewhere.
Have you ever been pictured in a particularly daring sort of Liz Hurley type dress? Where
daring.
Is that the right word?
Every
I was going to say slutty, but I thought I won't use that. I'll go with daring.
No.
Probably every picture, to be quite honest.
let's go on to the next comment from SXEB87 in Birmingham.
I love reading the comments from the haters, especially when they are posting away while sat on their doorstep in their nightgown at 4 p.m. smoking 20 Benson.
Nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that.
I like that comment. I should have probably researched myself before this. I shouldn't have. That would have been easier.
Quick flick through Wikipedia.
The answer is Love Island's Paige Turley amps up the glamour in a sheer red dress as she joins Shauna Phillips for a fun night out in Manchester.
News. Hard news, that is, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you remember the night, Paige?
I do. It wasn't even a short dress. That's just maybe throwing me off. That covered me, that dress. I'm sure it did.
Do you do that Depop thing where celebrities get sent stuff for free and then flog it to their fans?
Oh, my God.
Have you ever done that? I love this. It's a little market, a little side hustle all celebs have.
Well, that's a problem. I mean, it's not helping my case. I don't do it. I send it to a company who does it.
Is there anything you won't sell? Like, would you sell underwear? If someone sent you underwear that you didn't want?
No, I think that's weird.
Even though it's fresh in the packet, though. I'm not saying it's, like, used.
Listen, see, if life comes to that, then no.
Hold your horses.
Okay, on to the next story. The first comment is from Black Flame in London 4 years ago.
Good for her. Better than ending up just promoting fast fashion and overpriced makeup products.
So this must be some kind of brand deal you did that's not fast fashion or makeup. How many offers have you had to promote teeth whitening?
Do you know what? I'm actually a bit offended, but I don't think I've ever been offered teeth whitening stuff.
That's outrageous.
You need to get on that.
Yeah.
Apparently your manager's listening in. They could probably do something about that.
Let's
get her on. Is she here? Is Paige's agent here? Can we get her on and ask her to her face? Why? Is she the only winner of Love Island not to be offered teeth whitening sales?
Because she doesn't need it, clearly. Okay, let's get back on track here, team.
Why did I not Google myself before that?
Archie does that.
I that's, do it myself every day.
He does it three times. Before every meal, he does a quick Google.
Genuinely, yesterday, my name appeared on a porn site.
Oh, really?
That was quite anxiety-inducing, yeah. I got a notification.
How did you find it?
So I check my name every day, obviously, just because that's a normal thing to do.
No.
And then somehow my name is in a comment in a Pornhub video. And I haven't clicked on it yet. I don't know whether it's like, I mean, I hope it's not a video of me.
Maybe that'd you left.
I hope it's not like Archie Manners gets, you know.
I think you must have left a comment on Pornhub.
I'm not. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not a member.
That's exactly what I'm going to Google after this. Yeah.
Okay, next comment is from Georgia 9135 in Perth.
Why are people so mean? For God's sake, she's a good singer and she enjoys it. What business is it to anyone else?
Ah, so I was promoting music. That's maybe was moving too fast.
Is it to do with music?
Yes.
I'm sure. Is that not your ringtone?
Shockingly, yes. I do have it on my phone.
That was
though.
Actually that was.
This is moving too fast. And she's loving this because the Daily Mail now has to pay her like £1,000 in order to play that on the podcast. So she's into an absolute
part of
winner.
Part of the conditions of Paige coming onto the podcast was that Archie has to make that his ringtone. So now that is Archie Manners' ringtone. So no, you haven't quite got it yet. Let's go to the next comment from Ready to Die in Leeds.
I rolled my eyes then realised, wait, she can actually sing. Forgot all about BGT for a sec. Ha.
Okay, so I'm going to presume this is when I was on Love Island and there was a talent show. And I sang Show Me Love, I think.
Are we getting there?
What did anything happen there when you sang Show Me Love? Anything in particular you remember?
I mean, Finn was dancing around in like a shower cap, half naked. What else happened? No, my memory is shocking.
It's not that. What happened to you after Love Island that relates to this
mental breakdown
topic?
Yeah, trauma.
You must have released a song after went to Love Island. Did you release any new music?
Yeah, the first one I did was Moving Too Fast, and then...
After Love Island.
Well, I don't know, maybe the Mail Online have got something slightly wrong, but they're...
No. They are the Bible of honesty and truth, and we would never say anything. That's an outrageous...
The headline is, exclusive, Love Island winner Paige Turley bags a record deal and brands the upcoming release of her debut single a total dream come true. I see. So I actually thought the name of the song was a total dream come true.
I thought it was too.
No, it's saying that she's branded the release of her new single a total dream come true.
But the single's not called a total dream come true.
No.
I'm confused.
No.
Oh, you're saying it's a total dream. Yeah.
Look how confusing that is.
I'm going to go and find the person who wrote that headline. There'll be millions. You'd have lost out on a fortune. People going on to Spotify and typing
that song.
You should make a song called The Total Dream Come True. So after Love Island, who did you sign the record deal with?
It was a dance label I did it with. And we literally just did the one track. And it was with the House and Garage Orchestra. I did it. And then that was it.
And where did it get to? Did it chart?
I'm sure it did. Not like in the official charts, like in iTunes charts and stuff.
So we are, just so you know, Paige, actually very successful. We are top 40 UK artists. In the official UK top 40, we peaked at number 27 by recording a really rubbish song and then spending £250,000 across the country trying to get people to buy it. And then we'd obviously get the money back because we own the song and it climbed up the charts. Yeah. Anyway, so we were number 27.
I don't think we spend that much money. You can't listen to everything.
I was just above Harry Styles in the charts that week.
I don't know where.
So how did the song go? Can I have like?
Let's have a blast of our song.
Come on, then. Don't be shy.
It's a more successful song than hers. It charted.
A dream come true.
It's a dream.
This is it.
Cruising down Santo Alito Radio Hall.
There's obviously no auto tune.
Chilling with Nina and Eli singing along.
Do you still know the words?
I think I still know the words.
I'm impressed.
Thanks, Paige.
But your first singing, talking about your music career, kind of kicked off in the public conscience with Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
We've actually got a clip here. Oh my God, you're a child! Oh, that's
very
so sweet.
Sweet.
Look at your head. Big hair. Big hair. It's like a kind of tiny Tina Turner.
Look, see the teeth. That's why I never got offered teeth whitening products.
Your teeth look great. You look so sweet.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Do you want to introduce yourself to us, darling?
I'm Paige Turley, and I'm 14.
14?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me something about you, Paige. Tell me something interesting.
What am I wearing?
I'm currently still in school, but I love to sing. I'm always singing out of school.
Paige, when was the last time you saw that video?
Oh, God, years ago. I cringe so bad. Like, you see the big hair. Why? What? Who dressed me?
But you were 14. Like, you think you look very
I
sweet.
I thought the hair was fine. It was the shoes I had a problem
all right,
with.
What gets me is when he's like, oh, tell me something interesting about yourself. And you're like, I'm still in school. Yeah, I go to school.
How far did you get in Britain's Got Talent?
I got to the semi-finals. I think, see, because I was so young, they were like, they had to make sure I was only in the studio like a certain amount of hours and stuff, so they were right. Really, really good.
Who won your year?
Tell me you know the answer to this.
I don't know. Well, you weren't the one who was beaten by a dog, were you?
Yeah.
You're beaten by a fucking dog. That's so depressing.
What did the dog do?
Also, why did Simon Cowell let that happen? Because that dog, maximum, was going to be profitable for 4 or 5 years before it was just dead.
Yeah, but the good people never win. You know, was it Was it One Direction you were on Britain's Got Talent? Is that the same show? Were they on the X Factor, different show?
We were on a different
but
show.
They never, you know what I mean? They never win. The good ones never win.
Susan Boyle never won.
Never won.
Yeah, true. You she didn't get beat by a dancing dog, though. So.
Yeah, I mean, to be beaten by a dancing dog is pretty fucking disappointing, isn't it? I mean, and also the dog was shit.
Yeah, but that dog's probably dead now. And now, Paige Turley is on Straight to the Comments with Josh and Archie. So you see how things go.
Take that, you fucking canine. Did you meet the dog?
Yeah, the dog was lovely, to be fair.
Were you tempted to kick it? I'd be tempted to kick the dog. I'd be like, fuck it, this is your dog, you're doing too well.
You can't kick a dog.
No, but you could feed it chocolate or something.
No,
meant to feed
for
I'd have sabotaged
sake.
That fucking dog. No one would ever have known.
Okay, on to the next story. The first comment is from Loki in Darwin.
He forgot to put his socks on, the silly sausage.
Oh, that makes me feel a bit weird, you silly sausage. Yes. But it's like an elderly man as well that's wrote it. Right, so this comment was left recently and he has forgot to wear socks.
Yeah.
Okay, I know this one. This is when we went to the Brit Awards in 2022, was it?
Carry on.
No. And there's a picture of Finn and I and he's wearing crop trousers. We're like loafers.
Like Rishi Sunak does.
Yeah.
That's not the story at all. then let's go on to the next comment, which is from Real Wild One in Airedale.
Finn Tapp sounds like a character out of Viz.
So this is your boyfriend, on-off boyfriend, Finn Tapp.
Off boyfriend.
Boyfriend no longer on tap.
Boyfriend, good work.
Thank you very much.
And he's forgot his socks.
Have you been in the news the last couple of weeks? Is this a recent story?
Has it something to do with X on the Beach?
Ah.
Could be.
I've never watched X on the Beach.
I have. It's good fun.
So what is it? You arrive on a beach and all your exes are there?
Well, I'll let Paige tell you.
So there's people that get chucked into a villa and they start dating each other and get to know each other and then they bring their exes in.
It's another fine example of where we put people somewhere and psychologically fuck with them for our own entertainment, basically.
So it's brilliant.
Do you have to choose between your ex and somebody new?
You don't have to. Like, I didn't go in and...
So it's like, was Finn your ex on the same show?
Yeah. So it's Finn.
And did you end up saying finito to Finn, or was it...
Yeah, it was a bit of a roller coaster. So he was getting to know a girl. I came in, ignored me for days. Then the girl patched him off. He then spoke to me. Then a guy came in. It's just like...
a whole different language, isn't it?
I love the way Scottish people say girl.
Girl.
Okay, but next comment on this story. This is from a fresh Kenko in the Midlands.
Tapp and Turley are still trying to make it happen. The contrived, self-absorbed poses are hilarious.
There's something you did on X on the Beach that seemed to upset people.
That upset me. That upset
what
people.
You do on X on the Beach? I mean, I suppose littering. Was it that? People get very angry about plastics in the ocean, don't they? Did you?
This particular story was Love Island winners Finn Tapp and Paige Turley are slammed by fans for faking their breakup as they get back together on X on the Beach.
Oh, good. This is good. Your manager has done well here. So she says, break up and we can get you a great telly gig and then you come back together and nothing happens. Is this true?
Do you know what, though? So in my mind, I was living in Manchester and I moved to Glasgow. Do you know how fucking expensive removal men are?
Yes.
I mean, the money that I get from X on the Beach isn't even going to cover, like, the one guy, Annie, he's three.
But hold on. Did you fake your breakup with Mr. Finn Tapley?
No. I wish I did, to be honest.
I'm not going to be like, Paige.
A less dramatic.
That wasn't the most convincing answer I've ever heard on this podcast. There was a, nope.
No. But, like, this is what I don't understand, like, how they can write this kind of stuff. Where are they getting it from? Why would somebody pretend to break up? And I think people think we're together now. Let me rest assured, we're not.
And that's the last I heard, XX on the Beach series 85 comes out next week on ITV2.
Exactly.
Starring.
I'm going to get double series of this. Now, the last I heard, he was getting to know another cast member pretty well. So I can assure you, we're not back together.
And he's not there now, is he, Finn?
Finn!
That would be hilarious. That would be amazing if Finn just walked out. That would be incredible.
And nothing but a set of socks.
What's your relationship like with Finn now?
Amicable.
Okay.
That doesn't sound, I mean, it's not at all amicable. That's one of the worst lines.
That's
Scottish for I want a fucking Glasgow kiss the bloke. Before we go to the break, I've got a bit of career advice for you. I think you should change your name. Because our manager said we've got very, very exciting news. We're going to be interviewing Paige Turner next week. And I was like, who's Paige Turner?
Wow.
It auto-corrects to Turner. So I think you should marry Finn and then you'd have a better surname.
That's actually better because normally I get paid to turkey.
Well, we are going to go for a break now, and this one is definitely for real.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to Straight to the Comments with me, Archie.
And me, Josh.
Our guest this week is Instagram royalty and all-round delight, Paige Turley. What is happening, Paige, with the singing? We've saw that on Britain's Got Talent. You released another one after Winter Love Island. When are we going to have more from your pipes?
I'm going to empty my pipes in like 2 months.
What can we expect to come out of your pipes in 2 months?
Trauma. A bit of dance music, kind of pop dance stuff.
And Paige, do you do a lot of the writing of your music yourself? How does that process work?
Yeah, that's why it took so long, because I went into the show and I think people thought me going in as a singer, oh, she's going to have an album like ready to release as soon as the show's done. That's not the case. I only started writing after the show. So it's been like a really long process. I don't want somebody else to write for me, because then I'm not going to make money for it.
Do you write about the shows? Is it like, I was on X on the beach, I faked my breakup with my boy, I'm back with Finn again?
But maybe that's where I'm going wrong. I would have at least hit number 26 for that.
Yeah, exactly. But I think you'd be great at that.
I presume you do write about sort of, you know, your life and things you've gone through and things you've experienced, right? Is your music quite...
Not everyone does. I mean, the person who wrote I'm Horny, was particularly that's a quite niche one.
But does your music represent, you know, the things you go through in your life at all?
Yeah, definitely. I've actually written a lot, but I've been too scared to release, probably because a lot of them are very personal. Music to me has always been quite precious, and when you're putting your heart on your sleeve like that, it's just quite
so you don't want to pump out all, I mean, you know, people like Conor Maynard just pumping shit out every single day. You lose its magic.
Conor Maynard is a fantastic musician and a great, great person.
And a great friend of Josh's. No, but for some people, like, you're right, there's a difference between being an influencer and sharing your life and then having your kind of talent that you only want to produce, you know, when you're ready to and when it feels correct, right?
Yeah. Being an influencer, I'm not great at all. Like, I sometimes don't brush my hair. Like, I'm quite scruffy.
I'm going to have a little look at your Instagram.
Brutal honesty. Here goes.
Paige Turley. 1.5 million followers. God, you're followed by a lot of men. Followed by a large number of my straight male... look at them. God, they're horny for
really?
Me.
Really?
Oh, Archie.
And I'm good looking.
Yeah, you look stunning.
Your friends.
Well, one of them's very rich.
Oh, nice.
Sign me up. I don't need to do any more exes in the beach.
They've got quite a large house in Northamptonshire. Would you like, we can make you a lady. This could be good.
Archie,
yeah, they're coming for dinner on Friday.
You leave him alone for a second, he starts pimping. It's what he does. You're a bit of a love maker.
I like the idea of sucking people up.
You do. What was it like going out of Britain's Got Talent? Was that really upsetting?
I mean, on the night, I can remember, you know how they have like a special guest performance? My special guests were The Wanted. And obviously I'm like 14 at the time and they're a boy band. I should have been like really gassed and excited, but because I'd just been put out, I can remember leaving the studios and they were all standing outside and my dad's like, oh, there's the band. And I was like, I don't care, just get me. So I lost my chance to meet The Wanted, which I'm pretty gutted about now. But it was just literally that night and then I went back to school like nothing happened. So,
and then you woke up the next morning going, fuck, I was beaten by a dog.
Yeah, well, that was the week after, so at least I had a week to kind of sit in my wallow in my pity. Simon Cowell was very lovely. He's quite small, from what I remember.
Everyone says Simon Cowell's lovely.
Very,
I don't know.
Very
I,
big Cuban heels, though.
Yes, he does wear very large heels. And his trousers are on his nipples.
Yeah. He smells great. He smells amazing.
And always a V-neck, right?
But he's
V.
a lovely man. Yeah,
what about Amanda Holden? I like the look of Amanda Holden. I think she's quite fun.
Yeah, she kind of slaughtered me on it, so fuck her. So.
She was.
I'm joking.
Sorry, can we translate that into...
No, to be fair, everybody was on it was lovely. But bear in mind, I maybe had the sympathy vote. I was like 14.
Was Amanda Holden not very nice to you then, Paige?
She wasn't nasty at all, but she... I'm pretty sure she didn't like my song choices.
What's she ever done? Yeah, I mean, other than being famous for fucking Les Dennis, what is the point of Amanda Holden?
I don't know who That's great, Les thank Dennis you. Is. I don't
What's
know.
Her thing? Like, is she
just being good looking? She's
but like, does she sing? Does she dance? Is she into tapestry? Is she fucking good at American football?
Tapestry.
What is her skill? I don't understand it.
Paige, what was it like going back to school after Britain's Got Talent? Did people treat you differently?
No, unfortunately not. Everyone was supportive, but very, very quickly got forgotten about, to be honest. There was like higher priorities at that age, like parties and who was kissing who, you know?
Yeah.
So now it quickly got forgotten about.
And you're quite photographed by the tabloids in this country. Do you get bored of having them following you around and being papped, or do you love it and actually call up, you know, Brian, the Toothless Paparazzi, and say, I'm having dinner at this place, come and have a snap?
No, because... they always use the most like ridiculous, ugly pictures of you where you're like, you know, one eye open, slurring. So no, I mean, there's definitely been times where if you think you look good in a night out, you're like, I'm going out the front way. You go out the front way. You wake up in the morning, you're like, why did I go out the front way? Because look at that, look at that picture. But a majority of the times when we were living in Manchester, we would try and avoid them because
I do the same in London. Yeah.
A lot of the times.
I'm very good at it.
Flat.
I'm very good. They've never taken a photo of me ever.
They never catch
I'm
you.
I'm phenomenal at avoiding the paparazzi. Yeah. I should offer up a service to celebrities. How to do
it. A lot of the times it's not the most flattering pictures. You just don't feel amazing. You're like, I really... Yeah.
I was once papped.
No, you weren't.
I was once papped. I was kissing my friend Lottie Moss on the cheek, saying goodnight to her after a night. Lottie Moss is Kate Moss's younger sister. And I was kissing her.
Yeah.
I was... only time I was in the Daily Mail, I was in the Daily Mail as Lottie Moss kisses Mystery Man. And I was so offended.
I'll correct the story there. So what was happening was Lottie Moss was somewhere and she was getting photographed by the paparazzi. So Archie ran over and ensured that he got into the
right
photo of the
moment.
Paparazzi. Exactly.
Yeah, and then I was listed as a mystery man.
And don't do yourself
weird.
Down. You've been in the Wonderful Mail Online many more times.
Yes, I have since. I've been in the old days before I was a star.
As you were working your way up.
On the way up, before I reached this pinnacle of my career, sitting chatting.
So why
to
don't
you.
We go out on Friday and we'll organise a pap and you bring your Northampton rich friend? And then this is how you slide into the...
And you can, and you can clear your pipes, Paige. Yeah, we're on to the next story. First comment is from Mike N2 in Cornwall, and this was left on the 16th of January, 2024.
Clearly, their narcissism was overshadowed by the narcissism of another. How, sad. Lols.
That's giving me nothing. Have you had a slow week?
I've been doing a lot of drinking, I'll be honest
have
with you.
Yeah, I got quite pissed last night.
Really? Mm. The next comment is from That's okay. It's from Bagpipe Brie in Southampton.
What stupid name is that?
This is awful. I'm emotional for her.
Is this a story about someone you loved?
No, because it was in January.
Okay. Did anything disappointing happen to you in January?
In January? What month are we in now? April? What happened bad in January? I don't know. Can you give me a clue?
Let's go to the next comment, which is from NJMCG81 in Here, There and Nowhere.
Betchy is gutted. There will be more people watching Love Island than X on the Beach.
Okay, so this is the story that Paige Tully gets banned from Love Island All Star.
Yeah, the story is Love Island star gutted after getting banned from joining new All-Stars series despite winning the £50,000 prize with her ex-boyfriend.
Shit, so you were banned from Love Island All-Stars?
No, it's balls. I don't know where half these journalists get this stuff from.
Paige, we are in the Daily Mail. Look at my microphone. It's got a fucking logo. We do not criticise the people that feed us.
I don't know where they get the banned thing from because... I wasn't. They did ask me. I think they asked every Love Islander, though, to be honest.
Why did you say... So did you say no to it?
Yeah.
What? Why?
5 weeks is a long time.
Yeah.
And Love Island's a very big show. And I don't know if I was quite ready to go back.
There must have been something that led them to believe you were banned.
So I think because I was going on X on the Beach, ITV had said, oh, she's banned and that's when she's not coming on.
Ah, that makes sense. What did you do with the 50 grand when you won Love Island first time round?
I think I had a credit card. I paid that off. I got a MacBook. I got some boots. I spoke that.
So you literally got nothing to show for it?
Nothing.
It's amazing. I don't want to sound, in my accent, this won't sound good.
Well, there we go. Moving on to the next story, ladies and gentlemen. And the first comment.
You can blow through 50 grand very easily. Comment.
No, you can't.
And bear in mind I had to share it. Yeah. So I think you have to fill 50 grand.
25 grand. Fucking pittance. It's a pittance. No, I think given the budgets of these shows are millions, I think they should up the numbers need to... It's a bit like the biggest scandal in British television these days. Do you know what the biggest scandal is? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? It's been Who Wants to Be a Millionaire for 20 years. 20 years ago, inflation was a lot less. It should be Who Wants to Be a 1.7 millionaire.
I'll tell you
but ITV are coining it in. Every year that you pass. Oh, another millionaire. Do you want that's worth the original thing? It's worth about 600 grand. It wouldn't even get your fucking... Fucking house! It's a scandal, and ITV needs to do something about it.
If you think that's bad in South Africa, they've got Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but it's in Rand. First comment on the next story is from Tipping Point Fan Club in Barbados.
Thank you for raising awareness.
You've raised awareness of... Do you do a lot of charity work?
I don't know if it... Yeah, maybe give me the second comment.
Again, these are from 2023 in February, for your interest. The next comment is from Pew Pew Barney McGrew in Trumpton, Burkina Faso.
With the obligatory hospital bed photo to feed the attention hunger.
Ah. Ooh. Have you been to hospital for something that you've raised awareness of? Like...
I mean, I wasn't raising awareness.
Lip filler or something? What was it?
Teeth whitening. No. About 2023, so I went to hospital and I disappeared from socials for like a couple of weeks and everybody was like, oh my God, what's happening? And I just went on and been like, oh, I've had a minor operation. And everybody was like, oh, attention seeking. And I'm like...
I had my appendix out, as regular listeners
you've
will know.
Mentioned.
And I have milked it for all it's worth. You get so many likes for the hospital photo pic. Hospital lighting is quite favourable for the selfie too.
Is it?
Yeah, but when you went in a hospital, then I was like, I bet you got sympathy. Yeah. Everybody was just like, oh, she just had her tits down.
You should get sympathy, A.
No, I haven't.
You then get to praise the NHS, which is legally required, as we know these days. So it's a wonderful opportunity for ensuring popularity.
What was it for, Paige?
It was an old sports injury from like years ago. Do you know what the funny part is though? So I've been out of hospital for like however long and Finn had took a picture of me on the couch and next to me was a big box of Movicol.
The laxative.
Yeah. So everybody thought I'd had a boob job until I got unfortunately pictured next to a box of laxative and they were like, oh no, it can't be a...
Can't be, she's shitting us.
Well, Paige, thanks so much for sharing that with us. That's actually not what this story's about. If we go to the next comment. If we go to the next comment, that might help us. This is from Stroppy One in Leicester.
I had a mole removed in 1998. Anyone interested? Thought not. Meh.
Have you had a mole removed?
Yeah. Years ago.
It says Love Island's Paige Turley reveals she had to have a mole removed due to concerning health check results.
I did. wouldn't upload any pictures lying in no hospital bed for a mole removed.
Either worried the Daily Mail have made almost everything up, or you literally don't know who you are.
No, don't be ridiculous.
There was a hospital selfie, but that was not to do with mole, because the mole, you're literally like...
Yeah, you don't go into hospital
so
for
what
mole.
You're suggesting is yeah. The Daily Mail have conflated two separate things. On to the next story, and the first comment is from Spark 007 in Manchester.
Good for everyone enjoys a bargain.
Oh, I know exactly what this one is. Right, I know exactly what this one is. The voucher holiday deal.
I think so, yeah, what happened?
And everyone was so shocked adding this voucher holiday deal because, she won 50 bags. No, she didn't. She won 25 bags, and that was 4 years ago. We've already established that I spunked that. What's wrong with a £99 voucher holiday deal? It's exciting. Just wait to see where you're going.
What is a voucher holiday deal?
Paige Turley enjoys a budget £99 holiday to Marrakesh after scooping £50,000 Love Island jackpot.
What's wrong with that?
Absolutely nothing.
I always find it interesting. Some newspapers does this thing where you can get a holiday for a fiver if you buy the paper every month.
Right.
Where do you go for a fiver? Well, I mean, presumably the £90 holiday was shit.
I've not been on it.
Oh, so you haven't even got...
It says you enjoyed it.
No, it's not until, like, end of May.
Oh, so you are going?
Yeah, we'll go.
For £99?
How are they saying it's ridiculous for you to spend £99 on a holiday because you won £50,000? But this was 4 years ago when you won £50,000.
Also, as we've established, she only got 25 grand. I could blow that in 20 minutes.
I don't get this shaming people, like, no matter how much money they've got to, I mean, how much they're spending on holidays. Other people who didn't win 25 bags and spunk it,
It's balls.
I'm more worried about the quality of this £99 holiday, which will be shit. I mean, how are you getting there? Are you floating there?
This is flights and accommodation included.
So £99, flights and accommodation.
I mean, it might be a cardboard box and like a shoe collar.
Let's wait and see what kind of accommodation. But can you imagine
if you were going?
I'm from Glasgow, so.
I suppose, to be fair, it'll be luxury compared to Glasgow. Yeah.
If you were going on a sort of lavish holiday to Marrakesh and you'd spent, I don't know, say £10,000, can you imagine the headline then? It would be you'd be shamed for similarly spending a lot of money on your holiday. So you can't
She's
win, Paige Turley.
Shaved. She's not being shamed.
No, she's definitely not being shaved.
She's not
before
the holiday.
Oh, God, Archie.
That's often the most popular time to shave is just before early.
I'll let you know how it goes, how disastrous it actually is.
Thanks,
if you
Paige.
Survive, we'd love to chat afterwards.
Well, Paige, that is all we've got for you today. Thank you so much for being our guest. Has this made you more or less likely to read the comments?
Less likely. I mean, there's probably not going to be many articles about me after this because I'll be cancelled.
No.
No.
So more likely.
I'm definitely not. Probably, yeah.
Well, thank you to all you listeners out there in the audio cosmos. And whilst I'm here, I beseech you to catch up on our latest appearance on My Last Leg on Channel 4 On Demand. And also, I've got a very, very good... I've gone viral on TikTok this week. I'm a star.
Yeah.
So do check out the Josh and Archie TikTok. Anyway, there's lots of ways of getting more Josh and Archie in your life, if you want it. And I don't see why you wouldn't.
Of course.
But either way, do...
No, also press the subscribe button.
I couldn't... No one knows. I mean,
and
so
feel
boring.
Free to leave hugely flattering compliments,
press
or
the
otherwise.
Press the subscribe button and feel free to leave hugely flattering comments, or otherwise. Either way, please... We do this every time. We can teal somewhere else. Either way, please remember to always go...
Straight to the comments.
Ciao!
Now we all know they're flesh and bone, the same blood, sweat and tears. So why do famous people seem to really grind some gears?
Idiot!
Waste of space.
What the hell are they wearing that?
Who even are they?
Stupid hair.
They look a right off.
So whenever you feel lost and need uncommon sense, there's one place we all know to go, straight to the comments.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to the Sidebar. Borderline National Treasure Richard Arnold here, bringing you the best from the guilty pleasure celebs can't get enough of. The showbiz badge of honour they secretly adore.
I just gently squeezed his arm.
I wondered what you were going to say then. You gently squeezed his what?
If third time's a charm and diamonds are a girl's best friend, then it's fair to say that Gemma's minted if it does go pear-shaped.
Oh, babe, I've been tickled more than once.
I've never seen anyone so excited about freshly turned soil before, possibly apart from Alan Titchmarsh.
Frankie, bless her, stepped back in her 10-inch platforms onto my foot and broke my toe. Help!
And Bika Mod revealed she falls asleep with her eyes open.
How this... can you sleep with your eyes open?
I'm doing it now.
Boring the arse off me.
Don't forget, week in, week out. Bye, 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 bye.